Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris sitting at the breakfast table. I've just come back from a long walk on the beach and a couple of coaching sessions, and I thought I'd drop you all a podcast. It was far too windy today outdoors to be able to do this podcast with any degree of audio clarity. So here we are. I'm not even using mouthpiece. I'm just using the phone's microphone. So I hope the quality is good enough. When something happens to us, something, anything, we're tempted to straight away use the word I. I don't feel good. It's happened to me. I did this, they did this to me. And as soon as we drop into the zone of I, we start talking from the point of view of self. Now, that's a really important place to be. It's very important to say, how does that make me feel? How does it make me, what experience am I having? How's it going on? But unfortunately, it's not necessarily the wisest place to be to solve a problem. So to solve a problem, to work out the solution, is no use working on the effect. So the I, me, Chris, you, when we use a word that identifies us as a self, a person, we're talking about the effect of something that way that person behaved affected me. The way that person behaved makes me feel that I want to do this, I want to do that. And as soon as we're at the effect, we are valueless in sorting out the cause. My language around this is a little bit kooky, but I'd like you to just give it a go for a day. And I always say, what's the universe saying? Why would the universe cause this situation? Now, the stock answer to that, the silver bullet, every single time is evolve, you bastard. So the situations we face, whether it's financial, relationship, spiritual, social, career, health, all of them, all of the problems, all of the I's, well, I don't feel good, I don't like this, I don't write this, I want to fix this, I want to change that. All of the I's are the effect. And the cause is what's going on from a universal point of view, which is the laws of nature and, you know, the universal laws. But to get a more firm grip on that, we say, well, I know the answer to that question. It's to evolve me. Now, the question might be, how can I use this situation I'm in to evolve me? Well, it's a great question, and I'm glad I asked it. It's like these ancient quotes that I made up a minute ago. But when you say something is there to evolve you, what do we mean by that? If I feel fear, or if I feel angry, if I feel disappointed, if I feel hurt, if I feel enthusiastic, or if I feel stuck, if I use an I, how do I correlate that, which is the effect, I'm having an effect here, there's something is affecting me, how do I correlate that back in terms of a solution so that I evolve? Well, let's use a little bit of hippie language just for a minute. Please excuse me. I'm not a hippie, but we can use hippie language. The definition of evolve means love. So if there's something that's pissing you off, it means you don't love it. And if someone is pissing you off, you don't love them. More importantly, if something is pissing you off, you think you didn't cause it. And if someone is pissing you off, you think that you don't have the quality in them that's pissing you off. So let's give a couple of examples. Let's say you don't feel well. And you say, I caught a cold from walking on the beach. Or I caught a COVID from a neighbor. Straight away, we externalize the causation and say, somebody did this to me. It's a very unevolved position, and from that position, we can't evolve. So the question would become, how did I get to cause this? And that it makes you more self-aware of something that's going on inside you. For example, obsessed with running around, obsessed with work, worried about something. And that will lead you back to a worry or an anxiety. And that anxiety is very unevolved. So causation brings you to truth and therefore gives you a chance to work out what's really going on and how to sort it out inside yourself, because that's the root answer to evolution. The second part is that there's something in that person that's giving me, giving me the trots. That person is really bugging me, or I'm really attracted to that person. I want what they've got. The presumption of all of that is that the third universal law, the law of entropy, which is the law of nothing's ever missing, just changes in form, doesn't exist, and that is not true. Emotionally, that law doesn't exist, but mentally and spiritually it does. So when we say that person's giving me the shits, or someone's giving me annoyance, or someone is operating at work in a way I don't like, what we are basically saying with that is, but I don't do it. I don't like it in them. And the correlate part of it is, I don't do it to others and I don't do it to me, which means we're saying there's a human trait someone else has got we don't have. Now, that's a fib. There's absolute bottom end, lowest level of the barrel, bottom of the 44-gallon drum lie. We have every trait. We like some of them and we dislike some of them. We deny some of them and we accept. We hide some qualities from the world, which is our private, and we make some qualities public, which is our public. Which ones do you think are which? Well, the public ones are the ones we like, and the private ones, the ones we feel, the ones we express, the ones we are not shy about when the door's shut and nobody can see us, that's the ones we call private and we have shame about. Now, that shame and that like and dislike is called unconsciousness. Because every quality, every human trait is worthy of love. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've not done, it's worthy of love. And so therefore, evolution is love. Love is the ability to appreciate a quality in you, no matter whether it's good or bad. It's the ability to say there's good and bad in every trait. And therefore, I have gratitude for the trait. This is powerful stuff, because it means you become a problem fixer, not a problem solver. It means that you go to the root cause of anything that's happening in your life rather than try to blame the effect. I have people 24 hours a day saying to me, I work with someone at work who gives me the shits, or I need to fix them, or something's wrong with them. And I say, well, that could be true, but do you realize you have the same quality? No way known, Chris. No way in the world that I'm like that. That person is horrible. And I go, but you have every trait. No way known, I have that quality. And this debate goes on, and then they meet Chris Walker, the spiritual pit bull, which is my nickname in Canada, and all of a sudden we have a Mexican standoff, and I have to say to that person, in order for me to work in your value set, I have to tell you what you want to hear. What you want to hear is you don't have that quality, but you do have it in a different form. Well, maybe that can be accepted. And then we can move a little bit around the broken glass and get to the point, which is that every human has every trait. We don't like the traits in others that we don't like in ourselves. When someone demonstrates a trait we don't like, what it's basically saying is you have an opportunity to evolve, you bastard. So the evolutionary aspect of what's going on is really the magic of life. It's really when life becomes this mystical, magical trip. And what people do to us is just purely a reflection of what we need to learn to love in ourselves. This is a great journey. And what more, the more you do it, the bigger your business becomes, the bigger your career becomes, the bigger your relationship becomes, the bigger your life becomes. So it really does have a flow-on effect from the evolutionary side to the external side, because you will not be given something you're not ready for. And if you're too unevolved to witness something in somebody else that you have in you, then that's going to be the automatic self-block. Fear is going to block it. All right, well, that's probably enough. I hope the clarity's been there at the audio and you've enjoyed this wind-free podcast. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.